Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You're in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with, a story of a brother and sister, two great talents.
The Gyllenhaals, Jake and Maggie. They're going working together on a film called The Bride, which Maggie is directing and Jake is now going to star in. It's currently shooting in London. Really good cast in this. You've got Christian Bale, Jesse Buckley, Annette Bening, Penelope Cruz, Peter Sarsgaard. Wow. I mean, what a cast.
Keeping it in the family. Peter Sarsgaard, of course, her husband. Yes.
Yes. So this is based, actually, it's a real imagining of James Whale's iconic 1935 classic Bride of Frankenstein. It's an $80 million film, and Bale plays the Frankenstein monster who travels to 1930s Chicago to seek the aid of a doctor and creating a companion for himself. The two reinvigorate a murdered young woman and a bride, played by Jesse Buckley, who's now born, and she's beyond what either of them intended, sort of instigating a sort of romance, the attention of the police, and a wild and radical social movement. This is the second directorial debut from Maggie Gyllenhaal. If you remember, 2021's The Lost Daughter was quite successful for her. So this is set to be released October 3rd, 2025.
Excellent. Great cast. Looking forward to that very much. Now, what is Chris Pratt up to, Garrett?
He's going to star in a movie to be directed by Mac G called Way of the Warrior Kid. Skydance is setting a massive 80 to 85 million global deal for this, said to be one of the biggest in recent years. So Will Staples is penning the adaptation of the kid's novel. He's a retired Navy SEAL who's found a second career as a sort of podcast host and an author. But in this, it's a sort of youth empowerment tale. It follows a self-doubting boy who gets bullied and is hard pressed to complete a single pull-up. That's until his uncle Jake, an elite Navy SEAL, is injured on a mission and moves in with his sister for rehab. And when he discovers his 11-year-old nephew is struggling academically, socially and physically, Jake takes on a new mission using his SEAL team training over 3 months of summer to help the youth find his inner warrior. The filming for this one is going to kick off in the summer, and additional casting is kind of underway at the moment.
Very good. Now, here's an interesting one. We know a lot about Rodgers and Hammerstein as a songwriting partnership. There was also Rodgers and Hart, and this brings our next story this afternoon.
And it's from filmmaker Richard Linklater, who has Hitman out. We'll talk about that in a bit. That's out on Netflix this week. But yes, he's developing this film, which is called Blue Moon. And as you say, it follows the American songwriting duo of Rodgers and Hart, who created 28 stage musicals and more than 500 songs. And it kind of looks at their relationship, and it looks at obviously the sort of change in their relationship because of Hart's struggles with alcoholism and mental health issues. And then obviously Rodgers set up the collaboration with Oscar Hammerstein, and we know where that took us with the success of their musical theater history. Yeah. So it's an interesting project for him to do. Ethan Hawke is attached as one of the two leads in it. So it looks like it's going to be his next project. But we'll look out for that one called Blue Moon.
It's really interesting. He's interesting with the music end of things, because, of course, he's also working on Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along as well. So busy man. And I say more on him with new releases later. Now, we are coming to, well, big show TV news.
We've lots of this TV news this week because I suppose it's the cast that they're all attracting. We're going to start first with Hunter Schafer, who's been reportedly cast as the lead of Korra in the upcoming live action Blade Runner 2099 series. And this is taking place at Amazon. So this one unfolds in Los Angeles in 2099. Korra has lived her entire life on the run, forced to adopt numerous identities along the way. To secure a stable future for her brother, she assumes one final identity and is forced to partner with a Blade Runner named Alwyn, played by Michelle Yeoh, who's confronting the end of her life. Ridley Scott is one of the executives here on this, and I think there's going to be a lot of interest in Blade Runner 2019, and that's good casting right from the
sure
off.
It is. Now, we also have Paul Giamatti, who enjoyed such success in The Holdovers, but again going to the small screen.
So he's going to star in a TV series based on Eli Roth's gory horror film franchise called Hostel. Now, this is currently in development with no streamer attached, but the project is dubbed as a modern adaptation and reinvention of the material and more of an elevated thriller than the 2006 film or indeed its sequels. Now, the original film, if you remember, it followed three American backpackers as they headed to a Slovak city for a wild time, but no idea of the hell that awaits them as they were eventually taken one by one by an organization that allows people to torture and kill others. It did well at the box office. It got $82 million worldwide. We know that Giamatti is going to star in a key role here, but the character specifics are under wraps at the moment.
Okay, and you've one more show in the works to mention today.
Yes, I do. This is called The Challenger. Now, this is about an astronaut called Sally Ride, and Christian Stewart is going to play her in this series. So this astronaut and physicist became the first American woman to fly in space. She did this as part of the NASA Space Shuttle astronaut class of 1978. She was involved in, obviously, then, if you remember, the Challenger disaster.
Yeah.
Well, she would have been involved then in terms of one of the astronauts who was part of the Rogers Commission, which was the presidential commission to investigate the disaster that then led them to pinpoint the problems with the O-rings on the shuttle. And yeah, she was just an extraordinary person, kind of described as a true American hero. Maggie Cohn is going to serve as the writer and showrunner on this, and her credits includes the likes of American Crime Story and Narcos Mexico.
Okay, very good. Now, what trailer watch have you for us this week?
Well, you're not going to go wrong if you put George Clooney and Brad Pitt in a movie together. So put them in together in a movie, an action comedy called Wolves, where Clooney plays a professional fixer hired to cover up high-profile crime. And when a second fixer, played by Brad Pitt, shows up, the two lone wolves are forced to work together. Take a listen.
How'd you get his number?
I was told that if I ever needed help, to call you.
You're a man who can fix things.
I didn't know people like you really existed.
They don't. There's nobody can do what I do.
Who are you?
I'm here to take care of your problem. Who called you?
We clearly have a situation here. We have decided that the only course of action is for you both to work together.
No.
It's not how I work.
This is not how I work.
Yeah, as you say, Garrett, I mean, putting George Clooney and Brad Pitt together. I can't decide from the trailer to know if it's going to be really good or a little bit cheesy, or maybe that'll make it fun. What do you think?
I'm the same. Yeah. When I watched it, I was going, I'm not sort of sure where this is landing. But, you know, the director here, John Watts, he would have directed the sort of Spider-Man trilogy, the recent one with Tom Holland. He writes and produces the film. It's got that darkly comedic tone, which is hard to judge sometimes from a trailer. You really need to kind of be in the pacing of the film to see if it's really working. There is kind of talk already of a potential sequel. So it must be kind of hitting the right notes with the executives anyway. But it's going to hit cinema on September 20th.
September 20th for George and Brad on the big screen together. New releases, we have quite a few to mention actually this weekend. We're starting with Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Yeah, so this is Will Smith and Martin Lawrence back again, and when their late captain gets linked to drugs cartel, wisecracking Miami cops Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett embark on a dangerous mission once again to clear his name. I mean, they work well together, don't they, these two?
Okay, we also have one of Irish interest this weekend. This one filmed in Ireland and starring Dakota Fanning and Alwyn Ferry. It's called The Watched, and let's have a listen.
You have 5 seconds before the door is sealed. 5, 4, 3, 2.
What is happening? What is this place?
I don't mean to scare you, but we haven't much time. It's not wise to keep them waiting. They'd be very interested in someone new.
It's a window on the other side. They come every night.
And they'll watch us.
What is that? What are they doing?
Applause. Well, you mean it.
Yeah, Yes, I think it's clear you don't want to go down to the woods there, that particular spot anyway.
You know what you're going to get here. So this is Mina, 28-year-old artist, finds shelter after getting stranded in an expansive, untouched forest in Western Ireland. She unknowingly becomes trapped. Mm. So if you like to be scared, that's what you're going to get. Now, Viggo Mortensen has gone behind the camera, and he also writing here as well in a movie called The Dead Don't Hurt. It's set in a frontier town run by corrupt forces, where fiercely independent Vivian embarks on a relationship with a passionate, hard-working Holger Olsen. So Viggo also stars in it. Vicky Creeps also stars in this as well. So that's called The Dead Don't Hurt. We've also got Rosalie. This is set in 1870s France. Rosalie is a young woman. Unlike any other, she hides a secret. She was born with a face and body covered in hair. She's a genuine bearded lady, but she doesn't want to become a common freak show, and her only wish is to be truly seen as the woman she's is, despite a difference she no longer wishes to hide. And then we mentioned it earlier, Hitman is on Netflix. This is Glenn Powell starring in this, about Professor moonlighting as a hitman of sorts for his city police department, descends into dangerous, dubious territory when he finds himself attracted to a woman who enlists his services. That's called Hitman.
That's Hitman. All right. What about a TV movie for us, Garrett?
Yeah, this is from 1996, and it's about a teacher in 1980s Northern Ireland. Has the conflict brought home to her when her son is arrested as a member of the IRA. Through her friendship with the mother of another prisoner, her sympathy for the IRA's agenda grows, although she struggles to condone their use of violence. Really strong cast here in this. Helen Mirren, Fionnuala Flanagan, Aidan Gillen, John Lynch starring in Some Mother's Son. As I said, it goes back from 1996, but you can watch it on TG Cahir tonight, and it's on at 9:20.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aidan.